welcome today's contestants. A test prep tutor from Sherman Oaks, California, Betsy Reese. A supply chain manager from Los Angeles, California, Ted Fruchtman. And our returning champion, an orchestra musician from Riverside, California, Corey Barger, whose one day cash winnings total $23,800. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, sometimes a long wait preceding a special event produces just so-so results, but that was not the case on our show yesterday. Great beginning, great win for Corey, big payday, and a great start for our new season. Let's see if we can match it today. Good luck, players. Let's take you now into the Jeopardy round. Corey, you pick first from these categories, starting off with Know Your Rights. Next, name the director. Straightforward. It comes from animals. On the go. Pieces of eight. Eight in quotation marks. You know what that means. Those letters coming up in each correct response. And finally, someone you're all going to recognize.
They always end, but they're fun while they last. Clues about some amazing winning streaks.
Corey, off you go.
It comes from animals for 200, please.
These four-letter soft feathers are used to stuff pillows. Corey.
What is down?
Down. Good.
It comes from animals, 400.
Used in lotions, lanolin generally comes from the body grease of these shearable creatures. Betsy.
What are sheep?
Yes.
It comes from animals, 600.
Seth Boyd never got a patent for the process to manufacture the patent type of this. Corey.
What is patent leather?
Leather, yeah.
It comes from animals, 800.
This alliterative type of bristle used in brushes comes from a wild pig relative. Corey?
What is boar bristle?
That's it.
It comes from animals, 1,000.
The red pigment carmine comes from cochineal, this type of animal. Betsy?
What is a beetle?
Nope. We wanted it much broader here. Comes from insects. Insects, in general. All right, back to Corey, our champion.
Know Your Rights, 200.
A century before the same named Act of 1964, this Act of 1866 guaranteed the rights of those formerly enslaved. Corey.
What is the Voting Rights Act?
No. Ted.
What is the Equal Rights Act?
No. What is the Civil Rights Act? Back to Corey, the only one with money at the moment.
pieces of eight, 200.
LXXVIII. What is 78? Corey.
Ken Jennings on winning streaks, 200.
All right, go, Ken.
After going 7-3, arguing before the Supreme Court, he reeled off an amazing 22 straight wins, including the unanimously decided Brown versus the Board of Education, and would join the court himself in 1967.
Ted.
Who is Marshall?
Thurgood Marshall, correct.
Winning streaks for four.
This Midwesterner did have some down years in his 50-plus year investing success story, but also some pretty good streaks, including a 9-year run where shares in his company increased in value by an average of 52% a year.
Betsy?
Who is Buffett?
Warren Buffett is the one.
Pieces of eight, 400.
I could have had this type of internal combustion engine with two opposed banks of four cylinders. Ted?
What is a V8?
V8, yes.
Eight for 600?
A 134-pound boxer, or a guy who can't hold his booze. Ted.
What is a lightweight?
Yeah.
Eight for 800?
An ice skating move, or a type of knot. Ted.
What is a figure eight?
That's it.
Eight for 1,000.
Perhaps foreign objects, if you weren't around to enjoy music in the 1970s, they're the items seen here. Corey.
What are eight tracks?
Yes.
On the go, 200.
This live form of transportation is sometimes called the ship of the desert. Corey.
What is a camel?
Camel, right.
On the go, 400.
Almost 100 years old, the Delta Queen is this kind of river steamboat, named for a feature 28 feet in diameter. Corey.
What is a paddle wheel?
Paddle wheel is right. And with that, you come to an even $3,000, and we come to our first break. We'll pause, and we'll come back, as we always do. Welcome back. Sometimes you make a promise to someone,
And many, many years go by, but they still remember that promise. Betsy, tell us about your promise, though.
Yes, I promised my six-year-old babysitting charge. She asked if she could be a flower girl in my wedding when I was babysitting for her. And I said, Vanessa, I don't know if it's ever going to happen. But if it does, you've got the job. And so 14 years later, this spring, she got to be a 20-year-old flower girl at my socially distanced wedding.
All right. Ted Fruchtman from Los Angeles, supply chain manager. A lot of people working at home still. You are fluent in how many languages?
It's about 5 languages pretty well.
That's got to help you a great deal right now.
Definitely, yeah. Wherever there's a producer of something that our company needs, I'm usually able to find a way to get it.
Okay, good for you. Cory Barker is a musician from Riverside, California, and enjoys doing something that I think would be most relaxing, embroidery. When did you get started?
Very recently, in January, I started doing embroidery.
Why?
I really don't know.
To help get rid of some of the tension that exists in our society right now?
I had some little voice say to try it, and I love it. I've been obsessively working on things every night, basically ever since.
All right. Let's get back into this. You have command of the board. Go ahead.
On the go for 600, please.
Ride the track from one end of the Las Vegas Strip to the other in about 15 minutes via this, similar to the one at Disneyland. Ted.
What is a monorail?
Monorail is right.
On the go, 800.
Competitors in this flat-on-your-back Winter Olympic sport can reach 90 miles per hour. Corey.
What is luge?
Luge, yes.
On the go, 1,000.
In 1960, this nuclear sub bearing the name of Poseidon's son became the first to circumnavigate the globe underwater. Betsy?
What is Neptune?
Nope.
Oof.
Ted or Corey? Not Neptune, Triton. Triton. Back to Corey.
Ken Jennings, 600.
Okay.
In the 19th century, mischief, vigilant, and appropriately, Defender, kept this item in the hands of the U.S. for what eventually added up to 132 years and 24 defenses, including one led by Ted Turner. Yes, that Ted Turner.
Ted.
Was the America's Cup?
That's it.
Streaks, 800.
28 publishers rejected the first book by this legal thriller master. But he'd have the last laugh by writing 28 consecutive number one fiction bestsellers.
Ted.
Who is Grisham?
John Grisham, yeah.
Two streaks for 1,000.
The Persian Empire fell to him in the 330s BC. Then Western Asia Minor, the Mediterranean coast, Egypt, on into India. Not bad for a guy barely over 30.
Corey.
Who's Alexander the Great?
You got him, and I want to take a moment right now to welcome Ken Jennings to Jeopardy. He is now going to be a member of our Jeopardy team. Not that he hasn't been in the past, winning all that money and the greatest of all time tournament. Corey.
Name the director, 200.
2016, Fences, in which he also starred. Betsy.
Who is Denzel Washington?
Yes.
Director, 400.
1997, Rediscovering the Lost World, Jurassic Park. Corey.
Who is Spielberg?
Yes.
Director, 600.
1935, Taking the 39 Steps. Betsy.
Who is Hitchcock?
Good.
800 for director?
In 2017, a man unafraid of explosions. Transformers, The Last Night. Ted.
Who is Abrams?
Nope. Corey.
Who's Michael Bay?
Michael Bay, less than a minute now.
Director, 1,000.
1991, Point Break. She'd win a directing Oscar for a later film. Ted.
Who is Bigelow?
Catherine Bigelow, you got her.
Rights, 400.
The Second Amendment describes this two-word type of militia. Corey.
What is well-regulated?
That's it.
600.
Answer. Daily double, and you have a $2,400 lead at the moment.
2,000, please.
Here's the clue. In 2020, Virginia became the 38th state to ratify this proposed amendment. But there's the matter of that 1982 deadline.
What is the Equal Rights Amendment?
That's the one. Go again.
800.
On July 17th, 1918, this czar was proved mistaken in his belief in the divine right of kings, that only God can punish rulers. Betsy?
Who is Nicholas? The second?
Thank you. And with that, you got yourself out of the hole, and you put yourself in position to be the first one to select a clue in Double Jeopardy, right after this. Betsy Reese, a contestant who loves puns and wordplay, gets to pick first from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Hello and goodbye. That sounds like wordplay. Volcanoes, TV shows by episodes, On the Bookshelf, The Sultans of Sting. Where do we start, Betsy?
TV shows by episodes for 400, please.
Citizen Nope, Recall Vote. Ted.
What is Parks and Rec?
Yes.
TV shows, 800.
Sexual Harassment Panda. Kenny Dies. Corey.
What is South Park?
Yes.
TV shows by episode, 1200.
A Jewish girl walks into the Apollo. It's comedy or cabbage? That would be the marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Back to you, Corey.
Volcanoes, 400.
Seen here are the ruins of the Temple of Jupiter in Pompeii, with this volcano lurking innocently in the background. Betsy?
What is Mount Vesuvius?
You are right.
TV shows for 1600.
Infected, The King, The Widow, and Rick. Ked?
What is The Walking Dead?
That's it.
TV shows, 2000.
Me Seeks and Destroy, Interdimensional Cable 2, Tempting Fate. Ted?
What is Futurama?
No. Corey or Betsy? What are Rick and Morty? Back to you, Ted.
Volcanoes, 800.
Beneath this U.S. National Park isn't just a volcano, but a super volcano that has had three super eruptions and could blow again. Betsy?
What is Yellowstone?
Yes.
Volcanoes, 1200.
In December of 2019, a tourist excursion turned deadly when a volcano erupted on this country's White Island. Ted.
What is New Zealand?
Yes.
Volcanoes, 1600.
Mount Erebus, the most southerly active volcano, is located on this Antarctic island that shares its name with an ice shelf. Corey.
What is Ross?
Yes.
Volcanoes, 2000.
In 1883, an explosive eruption of this volcano in the Sunda Strait could be heard nearly 3,000 miles away. And that's the great Krakatoa explosion. Back to you, Corey.
On the Bookshelf, 400.
Tracy Chevalier's Girl with a Pearl Earring imagines the young woman who inspired a masterpiece by this Dutch painter. Betsy?
Who is Vermeer?
Correct.
Bookshelf, 800.
Lisbeth Salander has a Chinese symbol inked on her hip and a wasp on her neck, as well as the design mentioned in the title of this novel. Betsy?
What is Girl with the Dragon Tattoo?
Good.
1200 for Bookshelf?
The Final Days was Woodward and Bernstein's sequel to this non-fiction bestseller. Betsy.
What is All the President's Men?
Yes.
1600 Bookshelf?
He followed up the Underground Railroad with The Nickel Boys. Corey.
Was Colson Whitehead?
Colson Whitehead, yes.
Bookshelf, 2000.
Dubbed the Queen of Suspense for such novels as You Belong to Me, this beloved author passed away in 2020 at age 92. Betsy?
Who is Danielle Steele?
No.
Ugh.
Ted or Corey? Who is Mary Higgins Clark? Corey, back to you.
The Sultans, 400.
Sultan Bayezid II gave refuge to many Jews who were expelled from Spain in 1492 by a decree from this royal couple. Ted?
Who are Ferdinand and Isabella?
You got them.
Sultans, 800.
Reigning in the early 1700s, Sultan Hussein was the last independent Safavid Shah of this nation. Ted?
What is Persia?
Good.
Sultans, 1200.
This magnificent sultan took Belgrade in 1521 and even laid siege to Vienna for a time. Ted?
Who is Suleiman?
Yes.
Sultan, 1600.
Answer. Early double. A chance for you to overtake Corey.
3600, please.
All right. Since the 16th century, Ottoman sultans have claimed this six-letter religious title passed down to followers of Muhammad.
What is...
Hirsch.
Sheikh?
No, what is Caliph? The Caliph. Back to you.
Our sultans for 2000.
In 1923, this man, real name Mustafa Kemal, came into power after Turkey's sultanate was abolished. Ted.
Was Ataturk?
Yes.
Hello and goodbye, 400.
Used in Hawaii, both when greeting and parting, this word means affection. Betsy?
What is aloha?
Aloha.
Yours. Hello and goodbye, 800.
This nautical greeting to get the attention of another ship is often followed by there. Ted.
What is ahoy?
Ahoy there.
Yeah. Hello and goodbye for 1200.
Answer. Another daily double. Another chance for you to overtake Corey. You have enough.
Try 4,000 this time, Al.
Four, all right. ALV is texting shorthand for goodbye from the pronunciation of this three-word Spanish expression.
What is... Hasta luego?
No, gosh, you're so close. There's a V in there. Hasta la vista. Hasta la vista, baby. Go.
Hello and goodbye for 16.
It sounds like it's about divine velocity, but it's really an expression of good wishes for someone leaving on a journey. Ted?
What is Godspeed?
That's it. Less than a minute now.
Hello and goodbye for 2.
This respectful greeting from Hindi means I bow to you. Corey.
What is namaste?
Yes.
Of sting, 400.
A stinger is an SAM, short for this type of missile. Betsy.
What is semi-automated?
No. Ted.
What is surface to air?
Correct.
Sting, 2000.
This 20th century poet wrote stings referred to as her B sequence, posthumously published in Ariel in 1965. Corey.
Who's Emily Dickinson?
No. Ted or Betsy? Who is Sylvia Plath? Back to you, Ted.
Sting for 16.
These stinging plants emit chemicals that can hurt dogs that encounter them. Ted.
What are nettles?
Nettles, right.
Sting for 12.
In the second and last teaming of this actor and Robert Redford, they join forces to fleece Robert Shaw in The Sting. Corey.
Who's Paul Newman?
Paul Newman is the one, yeah. And that takes you to 13,600. Final Jeopardy subject coming up, the music biz. And the clue will come up after this.
We'll be back with Final Jeopardy right after this.
For our final today, we deal with the biz, the music biz, and this clue, players. In 2019, at a 60th anniversary event in Detroit, this producer announced his retirement, saying he had come full circle. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. All right, Betsy, we're going to come to you first. You were in third place with $2,000. And let's take a look and see what you wrote down. Who is Barry Gordy? And that is incorrect. His first name is Barry, B-E-R.
Oh.
I love your reaction when you miss something.
I debated amongst my head voices.
Yeah, well, it's going to cost you something, I believe. How much? $800. All right, that leaves you with $1,200. Let's go to the middle to Ted. He had $6,400, and his response, he was unable to come up with Barry Gordy, one of the great, great producers, but it didn't cost you anything, so you remain at $6,400. Corey, you managed to equal your performance on yesterday's program, but I have a feeling that no matter what, you didn't wager as much as you did yesterday. Let's take a look and see what you wrote down. You had no idea, unable to come up with Barry Gordy. So it'll cost you very little. It'll cost you nothing. You pick up $13,600 today, and that gives you a two-day total of $37,400. Congratulations. You get to play again tomorrow. We'll see you then. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by...